Let's walk out of the village council meeting to order, please stand for the pledge of prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Roll call.
Chaney.
No.
Mauer.
Yes.
Bordenkercher. He's not here. Fortune.
Yep.
Lusk.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Motion to excuse Mr. Bordenkercher.
Second.
Chaney.
Yeah.
Fortune.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Lusk.
Yes.
Mauer.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, you've previously been provided with copies of the regular council meeting of October 14th. If there are no corrections, I'll entertain a motion to accept those minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Mauer.
Yes.
Chaney.
Yes.
Fortune.
Yes.
Lusk.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Can't do nothing without them. They weren't here and Craig's not here. They weren't here for the meeting and Craig's not here.
So we'll have to present that at the next meeting then to approve them. Okay. For the special council meeting, we'll have to approve those at the next meeting.
Why is that?
Because Craig's not here and the other two weren't here. We won't have enough to pass it through. Okay.
I have absolutely no correspondence other than receiving the village magazine, and I've given that to the village administrator. There are no citizens for citizens' comments. Department reports, nothing for fire. Fiscal officer.
I don't have a whole lot tonight. Just want to mention a couple of resolutions that are on the table. First would be 2019-51. Actually, both of them are for adding funds. The first one, 51, is to so that I can appropriate money to do the truck purchase and the skid steer purchase. And then 2019-52 is to add funds into the sewer fund for some routine maintenance and sludge removal purchases, just to get us through the rest of the year of 2019. Other than that, the bills have been passed around for approval, and that's all I have tonight.
Okay, under police, just give you an update. I sent you all emails very early Sunday morning. Our police officer was involved in a attempted traffic stop that ended into a chasing and pursuing a vehicle who would not stop. Once they did stop, that vehicle that was being pursued proceeded to ram our police cruiser and then left the scene. Our officer was fortunately only mildly injured, and the cruiser was disabled. And as of late yesterday, we found the vehicle, and the Sheriff's Department has issued a press release. That vehicle was found north of here, just not that far. Unabandoned key still in the vehicle. Today they swore out a warrant for the driver of that vehicle. We know who it is and where they hail from. And I'm just waiting until he gets arrested. I believe the charge is felonious assault. And I hope they throw the book at him. That's all I've got to say.
Yep, amen.
How bad was the cruiser?
Well, I think it will probably be fixable, probably $10,000, give or take, a couple grand to fix it. And as I learned also today, that the vehicle was uninsured. It hit us.
Yeah.
What a surprise.
He's from Etna, Ohio.
That was all contained in the sheriff's office press release. They actually did the accident portion investigation, so that's out there. That's all I've got for police solicitor.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A couple of things.
I did work with the police chief recently on a charge that was filed in Munich court against Timothy Shriver. He took a lot of garbage and put it in someone else's dumpster, so he did not comply with our department's request to take care of that, so a charge was filed in court against him under the littering ordinance, and he pled guilty to that on the 24th, so I updated the chief on that. I've been working with some folks from the ordinance committee and the mayor on reviewing the draft put together by the ordinance committee on the all-purpose vehicles, and the mayor and I discussed having another committee meeting to further talk about that. And then the mayor and I have been working on 101 West Main Street and a resolution relating to declaring that as a dilapidated structure, which I believe is in your packet. I can go over that in more detail if you'd like, or you have the materials there. The purpose of the resolution is just to get the ball more formally rolling on our end. I know it's been sitting with the building department, state, and there's not been a whole lot of movement there, so we felt it would be in the best interest of the village to proceed under our local ordinances to encourage the property to be either repaired or removed as the property owner said he would.
Okay. That it?
I think so.
And the only other thing we discussed, and let's call up the ordinance committee, solicitors asked to meet with the ordinance committee. Our golf cart ordinance needs to have some tweaks to it as well. Mm-hmm. So when we get to setting up meetings, we'll do that. Village administrator, Chris.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Patty Griffith, did she start today?
She did.
How'd she do?
Did great.
All right.
Excited to have her on board.
Good, good, good. And just remember, she'll do the water and sewing and the water and sewer till it's gone, and then the building permits, correct?
Right.
Hydrant flushing. Looks like they got the flushing done from Russell Avenue North. It has been completed, and they started from Russell Avenue going south. They started that today, and the mayor tells me that it should be done by the end of the week. Leaf blower. We had a little hang-up on the leaf blower. It broke down twice on us last week. We thought we were going to have some pretty major repairs. Once they got in there, they realized it was just a faulty wire, not making contact, actually it was disconnected. So once they got the wire hooked up, fired right up. We did have to purchase a new battery for it, but the leaf blower is back in action. When you guys come in this evening, you saw, yes, sir?
Oh, I thought, no, I.
You want a high five?
You had your hands on my head, you were stopping your
life. I got Italian in my voice.
So oh, okay.
You might want to use it.
Meaning he talks with his hands.
I know Taco left my hand.
I keep things moving, that's what
I like it. I like it. The three pieces of equipment that you guys voted to go ahead and put out for bid are parked outside. So tell everybody to put some good high bids in for us. The mayor, you're going to talk about BK Lair and our infamous
manhole
number three. So I'll let you talk about that. You want to take it now or you want to take it later?
I'll let you go ahead and finish.
Okay, the ODNR walking trail grant. You want to talk about that or you want me to take it?
I'll fill you in. I had more discussions today.
Okay, you can take that one too. We got the PO signed for the pickup truck and the skid loader, and you're going to work through some how we're going to go about getting that done, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And the paving projects. So, the countywide CBVG, the top three are funded, for sure, that I'm going to talk about. And there's a chance we can get all five of these. But the top three that I want to mention are definitely funded. It's going to be Wall Street from Main to Russell, and Wall from Union to Fifth, and then Fifth from in and around the school to Johnson. And then hopefully we'll be able to get King from Russell to Union and then the alley east of Circle K. And if it's not, if that alley east of Circle K is not done, we got enough money, we're going to do that with ourselves. So that's the paving schedule. Any questions on that? That's all I have.
Okay. Fred told me that, in all probability, the first three that Chris mentioned will be funded. The fourth one's a maybe. The alley is a no now. It will be a no. They won't fund the alley, but we should be able to handle that out of our street fund. Okay. Nature, the ODNR funding for our walking trail. Got word late Friday that there is a very high probability that that's not going to be funded. The federal governments have got a recension into the transportation budget where those federal dollars come from. And if and when they pass the budget, if that happens with our great government being what it is, as it's written right now, there'll be no funding for 2019 or 2020. That always can change. ODNR told us on Friday that they're going to wait a couple weeks for the numbers to formally finalize so they know exactly what's going to be cut from that budget. So it's not an absolute certain it's not going to be funded, but it's a very, very high probability that it will not be funded. In talking with our engineer, it appears that we may be able to get funding for a restroom. I give Chris some conceptual drawings for one that Diversified had just built this year in St. Clairsville. It was in the ballpark of about $43,000, but by the time we might get to bid, Kurt Hanstein, our engineer, said that we probably ought to be thinking more in the $45,000 to $50,000 range. It's built identical to what he had shown me, but there are some ways to cheapen it up. They put a patio front with a roof on it that we could probably get by without. But that's yet to be seen. Let the park board chew on that. And like I said, hopefully by next council meeting, we'll know for sure where we stand on that. Okay. Manhole number three. This may go away now. After a long time and a lot of back and forth and having people here, I haven't figured out why they didn't do what they did today a lot sooner. We went out. They got here about 9 o'clock. We dug out the north main and dug it back probably 80, 90 feet maybe, if that. They repositioned the line. As soon as they did, it flowed perfect. They reset it. They did the main coming from Wall Street over to manhole number three, did the same process. And I was out there for that, and as soon as they repositioned that, it flowed perfect. And when we left, it was to spec, and they had a half a day in it. They put down new gravel today. And tomorrow they're going to reseed everything. They're going to use a hydro seeder, which will mix the grass seed with fertilizer, I guess straw, and water content. And it was explained to me that it's the way it's set up. You can go grass almost anywhere with this. When you're out on the highway and you see where they spray it, it's got that green color. That's what they're going to do. So it appears they're going to do that right. Proof's in the pudding, so we'll wait and see. They're supposed to, I got a text about 5:30, said they'll be here tomorrow to do the reseeding. So if all this comes to fruition, by next council meeting, we may be able to sign off and be done.
So the lines were just crooked?
I don't know if I can call them crooked. The elevations were off.
Oh, okay.
So they weren't draining properly. And all they did was dig them up, move the pipe. It's got like a rubber boot on it. All I did was adjust that, and set the pipe properly, compact the ground, and it was flowing. There's no standing water, no nothing. So I'm hoping that's the end of that, and hoping the seeding satisfies everybody else. Another thing, the EPA will be here on November 16th between 10 and noon to do the ambient sample testing over on the well field. And Dave will be handling that.
16th or 6th.
Pardon me?
16th or 6th.
The 6th, November the 6th. So they'll be handling that. Chris addressed the hydrant flushing and leaf collection. I've got two other issues. We had a meter number, or a meter screw up where the, I don't know what was the reader, you remember Amy was the reader?
It was because we had the new rates go into effect October 1st, and I think it was the outside rate, I believe, for the sewer. It had to do with the sewer part of it. The new rate was entered incorrectly when he updated those rates.
So I've got
produced inaccurate billing.
Three of these that are above the authority to adjust. The first one is for Delvin and Samantha Lusk, and the adjustment is $548.74. So I need a motion to approve that.
Are we doing these all three individually?
Yeah.
Then? Okay.
Motion to approve the adjustment.
Second.
Who was that?
Devin and Samantha Lusk.
So I can't vote on that. That's my relatives.
Pardon me?
They're my relative, grandson and his wife. So that's his thing.
Okay, all right, so you're going to suspend from it. And okay, so Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yep.
And then Lusk, you're abstaining.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next one is LLC J&R Homes for $11,067.30.
We'll keep that question.
You're my
waterfall.
Woo! So if we keep that, you're the one that's telling.
Well, Ron's going to pay the other one.
So I need a motion to approve that adjustment.
I make a motion we approve that adjustment.
Okay.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Get rid of the water meters.
Okay, the last one is River Glen Estates, and it is $693.27.
Has he asked before about his water bills at one time or the other?
Not that I'm aware.
That's Nelson, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this isn't his error.
Pardon?
This isn't his error. It has to do with Matt entering the incorrect
it was
sewer increase
error
rate.
Yeah, but he could pay us that. And okay.
Okay, come
I'll
on,
Tim. Motion to approve the adjustment.
Second.
Fortune?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mayor, on your flushing fire hydrants, how far out of town do they go when they flush?
They have to flush everything on our system.
Yeah, I didn't see anybody down on 751 flushed anywhere. That's what I was wondering. Do you know if they went outside?
I checked with Ryan. He said everything north of Russell was done last week.
I never seen anybody down that way.
Were you down there all day, or?
Not all day, but he was flushing it on Main when I seen him. I asked John about it, he said, well, they do that last.
And they may, because it's the lowest spot in line, too.
Yeah, but they're dead end line, so they should have been flushed. Don't you usually flush your dead end lines first before you start the
lows? They flush north to south.
Okay.
But I'll ask him in the morning.
I'm not sure.
Okay, Before we move on to committee reports, I do want to have a brief executive session tonight. One to talk about the purchase of property and one to talk about pending litigation. It'll be brief. Committee report, buildings and property.
Nothing at this time.
Community business development.
Nothing.
Community relations.
The Chamber of Commerce said their Halloween party went real good. They had a big turnout. And he said you had some stuff for the other evening.
Yeah, what I've given Tim is that there's 2020 schedule, so it's out there. It'll be on their website too. And next Friday is the Veterans Ruck, where the supporting veterans, and they'll be hiking from Bridgewood High School to Newcomers Town. I really wanted to participate in that, but I have to be in Philadelphia next week, so.
He didn't say anything about, are they working on the Christmas parade or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he didn't say anything about that.
Yeah, the only thing that they're unsure of as of last Tuesday night was where Santa Claus would be at. And I imagine they'll have that worked out soon, but they have a parade to set up and all that, so. Okay, Coshocton Water Committee, Chris and Chris and I attended that. Was basically the opening meeting. Chris, you want to?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Mayor. It was just the opening meeting and the advisory board. Your advisory board will be made up of Chris, myself, a representative from Lafayette Township. That's Mr. Shoemaker, representative from Tuscarawas Township. Don was there, but there's going to be another gentleman standing.
Larry Corbett.
So Mr. Larry Corbett will be that representative. Then you have Max Crown, of course, from the city, and Dave McVeigh from the city. Both mayors were there. That was more of a, I think, of a courtesy to kind of make sure they're in the loop of this gets going. I look for both of those, their participation, to be hit and miss as we move forward. But like the mayor said, it was a 20,000 to 30,000 foot view of the project. The first items of our action items are we have to establish bylaws, meeting schedule, and establish a chair of the committee. Unanimously, we chose Mr. Crown Max. He's going to be chair of the committee. So they're working on some bylaws. We're going to try to keep them simple. The suggestion was made that they're going to wash them through their attorney's office. I'm going to suggest that we wash them through our solicitors before we accept them. And as long as all the attorneys are okay and the legalese is where it needs to be, then we'll have bylaws, we'll have a meeting schedule, and we'll go from there. Just remember, it is an advisory committee. So that's where we sat on that. The meeting went very well. It really did. We got a lot of work accomplished.
Okay, thank you. Finance.
Nothing tonight.
Fire dependency board, we have nothing there. Nothing from ordinance. Park board.
Nothing tonight.
Planning commission.
Nothing tonight.
Public safety.
Nothing tonight. Everything's going along pretty good with, except for the accident, which I found out about that too. And the fire department's still busy, doing weird runs and stuff like that, but everything's working okay.
Public works.
Nothing tonight.
There will be some things probably by next council meeting, Rich, that we'll have to push your way. Some things we're talking about with the engineer, a few other things, so. But I'll let you know when they're ready for that. Nothing from records retention, nothing from rules. Okay, we've got some resolutions and ordinances to deal with. Says resolution number.
Sorry.
And ordinance for authorizing, but the actual ordinance is ordinance. All right. Ordinance 2019-37, an ordinance authorizing directing the mayor and fiscal officer officer and fire chief to sign contracts, and this is for the...
It's for all four townships.
Yeah, the four townships, so
yeah,
our annual fire contracts.
Yep, and those are attached to the resolution, or the ordinance as well.
Is that emergency clause?
Yes, it does.
It does. Yeah, because I figure they need to get going on those.
Pardon?
Said I figured they need to get going on those, get those taken care of.
I see everybody signed.
Motion to suspend the rule.
Yes.
Second.
Chaney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Oh, sorry.
Lusk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Any of these contracts need to be signed now?
I'll have to check with Damon to see how far they are with them, because I gave him copies of them as well. Okay. Sorry.
This next one is Resolution 2019-42. This will be the third and final reading. A resolution authorizing all actions necessary by the administration to affect governmental gas aggregation program with opting out provision pursuant to 4928.20 of the Ohio Revised Code, directing the Shawnee County Board of Elections to submit a ballot question for the electors of the unincorporated areas of the state.
Motion to approve.
Fortune?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yep.
Chaney?
Yes.
Next one is Resolution 2019-50. I believe it does contain the emergency clause.
Yes, it does.
And this deals with property of 101 West Main. Resolution designating the vacant commercial property at 101 West Main Street, West Lafayette, to be a dilapidated structure in violation of the Village of West Lafayette Ordinance Number 2018-19, and directing the village mayor to issue a preliminary citation to the property owners and the village solicitor to file a complaint and for injunction if the ordinance violations are not abated and declared an emergency. So long and short of this, before you vote, he has, I believe, 60 days from when we issue the citation and if not, to proceed with legal proceedings from that point.
Yes.
All right. And it does contain the emergency clause.
Motion to suspend the rules.
I need to. Yeah, you do, excuse me. Mine's elsewhere.
Have you got anything on that building yet?
Very little.
I was wondering, you got two chairs.
At East Ohio was told that the building had been emptied. And if you go look in the front door, if that's empty, you let me know what I'm missing.
Yeah, because I looked in the back door the other day, and it's just, you can just barely get in the back door.
I spoke to Jason Bauman last week, and he was under the understanding that he had emptied it out, but we all know it hasn't been. So.
Okay, Chaney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Wheeler?
Yep.
do both. Have them deliver it and send them by mail.
Okay.
It's a lot of good record.
The other thing is, what I've done a lot in the past is send them by certified and regular mail as well, so whichever way, I'll make sure that gets out.
This actually should be attached to the resolution. Oh, I missed it. Maybe I get confused by double sided pages, really. Yeah.
That's good.
That's actually the citation that he's gonna sign and send. This is
the condemnation order.
So in the resolution, we say this is attached to the resolution.
Okay.
So that should be made as part of your resolution.
Gotcha.
And sent to Mr.
Jacqueline.
Okay.
Okay, next is resolution 2019-51, a resolution to amend the 2019 Permanent Appropriations Ordinance adding funds. And this is, I believe, this one for the sewer.
51 is for the truck and skid steer purchase.
Oh, okay.
That should be the 601, 602 funds and the 200s.
You're correct. This is for the truck and skid steer.
Motion to suspend the rules.
Second.
Bauer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Fortune?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Next is a resolution to amend the 2019 Permanent Appropriations Ordinance 2018-68, adding funds. This is the sewer.
Yes, correct.
Motion to suspend the rules.
Second.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes. Motion to adopt.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
And last but not least is resolution 2019-53, a resolution authorizing the mayor, fiscal officer, and village administrator to sign and execute all documents necessary to purchase a 2019 Ford F-350 and a New Holland skid steer.
Has that already been approved by the bank?
The bank has approved it, but I'm looking at doing a different route, doing it with the bonds versus the straight loan. But yes, they've done their part of it. Yeah.
Motion to suspend the rule.
Second.
Bauer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Lusk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Bauer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Under other business, I think I've only got one thing. And we were approached, Councilman Maurer and myself were approached by Mr. Chaplain today asking that we reschedule a trick or treat because of the weather forecast. You folks have the power to change it. It's set for the 31st. Franklin County put out today, dress accordingly, that they weren't changing anything. If he wanted us to move it to Wednesday night, it's supposed to rain Wednesday night. Thursday is supposed to rain. Friday is supposed to be high winds and cold. And it's a home football game, the big game of the year. Saturday is supposed to be lows in the 30s, highs in the low 40s. My thoughts would be just leave it where it's at. Your call.
Yep.
Is this the same guy we're tearing down his building?
I didn't think it was supposed to rain to us. Later on Thursday.
No,
Oh, sorry, move that Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday, Wednesday night.
Think we could get a couple inches, so.
I make a motion, we stay where we're at.
Yeah.
You don't even need to make a motion, if it's, if it's, stay where it's at, it'll just die for lack of a motion. So if there's no motion to change it, it's a dead issue.
Are you changing it from Thursday, we'll get yelled at.
Exactly. Exactly.
We got yelled at in the flood, we got yelled at other times for trick or treat because we didn't have it on trick or on
Thursday.
Halloween day. If you change it, you're telling me. I'm not. Okay, I think that's all I've got as far as business. Scheduling committee meetings. We need an ordinance committee. Craig can do this Thursday or Friday or next Thursday or Friday. Solicitor needs to be there. What's the best
thing? How about Thursday, November 7th?
At order. What time?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock?
If that works.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I won't be able to be here, but you guys are, you know, just, there are, Bo, Rich, you know, I'll mention this, Craig, there are two additional ordinance other than the golf cart and the side-by-side, the fence and the mobile homes. I need those revised and taken care of very, very soon. We've already been questioned about the mobile home, and so that needs to be taken care of very quickly. And I think it's just a matter of updating it.
Just bring it back.
And bring it back because it was inadvertently excluded from the ordinance when we adopted the Ohio Basic Code.
I can come to that, can't I?
Huh?
I can come to
you
these.
You can come to any of
them.
Because I want to, I got to weigh in on the side by sides.
So.
When it worked.
Mine is at 6.
Finance is November the 11th at 6.
November 11th, 1800.
Anybody wants money, they'll be here.
Right. Park Board is this Wednesday at 5.
And that's the 30th?
Yes,
yes.
The 30th.
Anybody else? Okay, hearing none, this is what I got. Finance, 11-11. 19 at 6 o'clock. Ordinance is 11-7 at 7 o'clock. Park Board 10:30 at 5 o'clock. Everybody got that? I'm good.
Yep. Yes, sir.
All right. With that, bills have been around. We entertain a motion to pay the bills.
Motion to pay the bills.
Second. Hey, you're too slow.
Maurer.
Yes.
Fortune. Cheney.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Buss.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session for pending litigation and the purchase of property. I'd like the village administrator and the fiscal officer to remain.
Do you want me to remain?
Yeah, you can stay.
Do you,
you're
do you expect action tonight?
I have no idea.
Okay. Really short, I'll hang out. Just stick
motion
your
to go into executive session.
I don't think we'll be a, go ahead.
Regarding pending litigation and property purchase with village solicitor, village fiscal officer, and
village administrator.
Village administrator present. I just want
to. Do I have a second?
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, it is 7:41 and we're now
on this side.
Authorized.